BBC Holby City, starring Bob Barrett as Sasha, Rosie Marcel as Jack, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. The Bottom Line by Stuart Morris. Previously.
Never getting booked here again, am I?
I'm not going to stop hiring her, Mr. Hanson. I'm giving her a 3-month renewal.
Thank you.
You think you're the only straight guy I've ever kissed? Think again. I know the person who's going to get hurt by you the most is Chrissy.
This is not a turf war. Darwin is big enough for both of us. We can coexist.
You are helping her bid against plastics for funding.
If the CTU pitch is a threat to plastics, then it makes it a lot easier for us to know exactly what CTU are up to.
You're a mole.
Shah and Naylor and the cardiac trauma unit.
Thank you.
That way I know exactly how and when to sabotage it.
Bracha. Bracha. Adam and Wojciech. Wojciech.
Yeah, surnames don't run off the tongue that easily.
Grab, please.
My fault.
Try not to speak, please.
Morphine ED is pumped into these, so I'm surprised they could speak at all.
Help Wojciech, please.
And it'll help you breathing.
Well, let
up. EP 70 over 50, high tower pulse, myopyrexia, HP 7.
What went into his abdomen?
When the paramedics got to them, they were literally locked together.
Rips struck the brunt. Cage is no longer an accurate description.
Always looks after me, the big bear.
I slipped. We fell.
He saved me.
Lie still.
X-ray confirms rib fracture.
His breathing's labored.
To recover. That's okay.
Pneumothorax.
I'll give you one later.
What did he say?
He said he wants coffee. Typical Paul.
I thought Walker was a national addiction.
Racist.
Right, my colleagues are going to put a tube in to ease your breathing. Today seems to be the day for cardiothoracic trauma.
Obviously, it's just a feasibility study.
Obviously.
Stayed up all night.
And brought it in on your day off. Can't fault your enthusiasm, but I must say that some of your case studies are a little long in the tooth.
You don't miss a trick, do you? There's a conference on trauma management in Oxford today. I'm heading there now.
Let's hope you'll glean something a little more convincing while you're there.
I've had an offer from Newcastle. If CT's doomed, then what's to keep me here?
Honestly, I feel more like a glorified secretary than a ward sister. Can you believe I'm expected to run AAU as well as Keller? As if I haven't got enough to do. Yes, Chrissy, you are a miracle worker. Mm. Oh, God, hit me with it.
C-minus, bordering on D for disappointment.
Were you a teacher in a former life or something?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Well, short of eating the flippin' textbook, I don't know what more I can do.
Diagnostics eye kryptonite, a.k.a. your downfall.
Down for trying to help me.
You'll be fine. Just need to focus.
You okay?
Mock OSCI. I'm not exactly teacher's pet.
No, he's just manic. He's a sadist. Not happy unless he's made at least one nurse cry per shift.
He's right. I mean, all this revision we're doing, none of it's going in.
What you need is a nice glass of wine, feet up, relax, and then we'll go through it all again.
I don't think that's exactly what Malik had in mind. But there is something you could do if you want to help me.
Name it.
Babysit? Unless you...
No, no, of course I will. Evie Thompson?
Yes, ankle fracture.
Quick MOT, then we can release her to the wild.
Right, let's do it.
In the AAU...
Really, you should talk to my agent first.
Photos are for the specialists.
Means I can put a nice fresh dressing on it, keep their grubby mitts out.
Very nice touch.
Can't take credit, really. The painkillers.
Chantel dresses the leg wound.
Can we get an update on Adam from Darwin, please? Wojciech was asking about his friend.
Okay.
I'm pleased with the way Chantel's settling in.
Ah, oh, thanks. Ah, oh, thanks a lot.
What?
Well, Sister Williams. Apparently a post-it note is an adequate replacement for a face-to-face meeting.
I'm sure Chrissy's got a perfectly good reason for not coming down.
Yeah. Hear the call stairs.
Are you implying she's lazy?
As if I'd say that about the mother of your child. Gutless, maybe. It seems that we have no need for an agency nurse anymore.
Chantal?
Hmm. Her hourly rate's too high for an ornament, so...
But you can just fall for it to stay.
Yeah, I know. The power I wield. It's frightening.
Oh, and I'm so not in the mood for tears. Or hugs. I don't do hugs.
Maybe I should tell her. It might be a bit more...
Oh. Don't finish that sentence.
I wasn't going to.
Excellent. Do us a favour, though. Don't drag your feet.
I'm just going to check your circulation.
A strapped-up ankle.
Oh!
You all right?
It's a twinge I get now and then.
See, more than a twinge to me. Excuse us. I think I should call Malik?
Well, we can leave a note for her GP.
She doesn't seem the type to seek help, does she? Malik, Evie Thompson, abdominal pain.
Hi, Evie. I'm Mr. Malik. Could you point to where the pain is exactly?
I'm fine, honestly.
I'm sure you are, but if you just let me examine you.
No. Thank you.
This is why I hate hospitals. Your body's not your own.
Why don't I let Sister Williams take the lead?
Sometimes you've got to ditch the textbook altogether.
As Malik and Dan each take a curtain and pull it around the elderly Evie's bed, they come face to face.
More comfortable behind closed doors.
Malik gives him a suggestive glance and walks off, leaving Dan looking ruffled. A grey-haired man, Anderson, is sitting comfortably in Hansen's chair.
Henrik. Sir Fraser. You get taller every time I see you. What do you do at night? Hang yourself up by your toes?
On Keller.
You're racing through that book. I'm very impressed. I'm a slow reader. It takes ages for it to sink in. A biography is your thing?
I find myself drawn to strong women. Poor Catherine. Live life as she did and you're bound to attract unwelcome attention. But a lot of the rumours are false. They say she died having intimate relations with a horse.
I thought it sounded boring.
A scar.
Now, this wasn't in your notes.
It was a long time ago.
I'm only interested from a medical point of view. Anything else is none of my business.
Malik catches up to Chrissy.
So, what's the dealio? You get the stone to bleed? See, this is what gets me. You flunk the written, but when it comes to the practical, you were over it like Superwoman. So what's next?
CT scan.
I like your style.
Dan looks on, uncomfortable. In Hansen's office, Anderson's reading through some figures.
Not bad for starters, but where's the meat?
Well, the hospital's a living organism. You can't simply cut off heads and legs and expect it to continue running smoothly.
What significant cuts have you actually made?
Connie Beecham, Mark Williams, Joseph Byrne...
No, they all resigned.
Well, that's how it looked.
I appointed you as the grim slicer to bring Holby to FT status within a year. You've had 9 months. Your books still don't balance. It's not simply your reputation at stake here. If you want to stay captain of this ship, you've got to start plugging gaping holes.
There's your intra-abdominal mass.
Might not be as serious as it looks.
Your spot, Chrissy. So do you want to take the patient through the options?
Chrissy notices a mature woman, Sandy, pulling a large trolley suitcase and carrying a cuddly koala toy.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Aged expat in search of fallen kin.
Sandy? What on earth?
Your neighbour emailed me about your nosedive and I hopped on the first plane.
And you got him through customs?
Name's Rolf. Good for hugs.
Sweet.
Must do. Oh, dear. Looks as though I've missed all the fun.
Well, we haven't quite finished yet.
Why? What's wrong?
Your sister's health, I need to discuss with her in private, so if you wouldn't mind waiting downstairs.
Oh, my God. It's cancer, isn't it?
You can see why I don't tell her anything.
I have come all the way from Sydney to see my only living relative, and you won't even tell me whether you're dying or not.
You are such a drama queen.
I just want to know what's going on.
Okay, ladies, there's nothing to tell at this stage. So why don't you go downstairs, have a coffee, refuel. I can only imagine how tired you must be after that journey.
Can I get you anything? Stubborn old goat. You look after him, won't you?
Of course. Back in a sec.
Neat diplomacy.
I get enough practice keeping you two apart.
There are other ways of achieving FT status besides cuts, new initiatives.
If you're talking about plastics, I've read Angus's report.
Well, no, I don't just mean
plastics. Figures look promising. But I don't see how they affect the efficiency of any other department.
Well, perhaps you should see a little of the way we work.
So, what's going on here, then?
This is the Polish roofer you saw in AAU?
Oh, yes, of course, our brothers from Gdansk.
Actually, they're not brothers, and they're from Gdynia.
Great, smashing.
I'll be with the chief beam counter.
Anderson goes. Greg.
Is that Sir Fraser Anderson?
Yes, indeed it is. So, now, what's our plan for the patient, please?
It's a complicated case. We need to liaise with General and Plastics.
Chest reconstruction?
Eventually. He's got severe skin and muscle damage, but we need to stabilise him internally first. I bumped into Sahira downstairs. She mentioned you were considering her cardiac trauma study.
Alongside other strategies, yes.
Can't imagine any other hospital in the region having the skills to deal with a patient as mashed up as this guy.
Once you're stable, we'll discuss reconstruction on your ribs.
Can't build a roof without the rafters. Good morning. My name's Hansen. I'm director of surgery, and I'll be overseeing your care. We met downstairs.
Well, the good news is we can rebuild him.
Conference room, 10 minutes, please.
In the AAU, Chantal holds a bowl as the young Polish man, Wojciech, vomits into it.
This is what I love about this country. So many pretty girls wanting to mother me.
Polish girls are beautiful. Met one when I was training, Gisela. Lovely skin. And her accent. Wonder what she's up to now.
Yeah, the pretty ones come here.
How long have you been working in England?
6 years.
Wow. That's a long time away from home. Do you miss it? Are you going to go back?
Funny, I thought I would miss home, but you'll get used to it. We planned it together, me and Adam. We wanted to come and money and go back. And we did the first part, and it's been good, so we just stayed. You should see Adam and me. We don't have to speak. We know. In here, and here.
Aw, that's so lovely.
Chantal?
Chantal goes over to Sasha.
Poor guy, look. It's the third time he's chucked up already, and he's complaining of chest pains.
Well, we'll keep him monitored.
He's sweaty and hypertensive. Can you just take another look, just to be on the safe side?
So, we make good the liver, spleen and colon, and then move on to the lungs.
Thought this was your patient.
He's been liberated, apparently.
Are you suggesting we do everything in one operation?
Since we have the facility.
Plastics included.
We spend 2 hours screwing ribs and creating flaps only to discover some internal trauma has been missed.
It surprises me to hear myself say this, but I agree with Sunil.
Do you have no faith in your abilities?
There is a high degree of uncertainty in this case.
It's precisely why it would be very valuable to have the relevant disciplines to hand, wouldn't you say?
I don't get it.
Is this some new drive to save on theatre time?
Efficiency is always a consideration, yes. Sir Fraser. May I introduce our plastic surgeons, Mr. Michael Spence, Mr. Sunil Bharti.
I gather you've read our business plan.
This is our most experienced cardiothoracic surgeon, Mr. Elliot Hope.
Henrik thinks I ought to see the product in action before he takes you to market.
We've had an elective cancel, so if you wanted to do a diagnostic laparoscopy, you can.
And why not open her up and dive straight in?
Elderly patient, less intrusive, to assure.
Now you're cooking, Sister Williams. Why didn't you show me some of this before?
Got you a cappuccino.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not? Is she ill by mouth or something?
Oh, you see what I'm up against.
Oh, you really must let me do something about your hair.
My hair? There's nothing wrong with my hair.
Well, at least let me give it a comb.
We're going to order some more tests, OK? As soon as the slot's available.
Bed 7 catheter will need a check.
In a sec.
My third husband was a hairdresser. Turned out to be gay. Well... throw stones in Sydney these days, you're bound to hit one eventually. Mind you, they're the best friend a girl could have. Very loyal, very open.
Sandy, no one wants to hear this rubbish.
You're absolutely right, sis. Right. Why don't you tell me what's been going on? none of your business, that's what.
So how long is all this going to take?
I'm afraid that's very hard to say.
You do realise what Hanson is doing here, don't you?
Yeah, clearly he thinks plastics is the best way to sell a multidisciplined trauma package.
The real money is in the standalone unit. If you're serious about making this work, you have to fight our corner. Chief executive of the SHN, you let him walk out with CT. If Sir Fraser is interested in observing plastics, we have an elective scheduled at midday.
Yes, I've cancelled it. You won't have time for both. Mr. Spence, I assume you'll be happy to assist me with the general surgery?
No, I'm going to work on the reconstruction.
Myself excluded, you're the best general surgeon here at Holby. At least that's the impression I've given Sir Fraser, and I'm sure he'd prefer to see us all batting for the same team.
I can't imagine being away from my family for more than a month.
You're not a free spirit like me.
I am planning on going travelling Monday. A lot of my friends from nursing college were already doing it. I'd like to go to Australia. But it's just so far away, I'd worry I'd miss my family too much.
I don't miss my family. We've known each other for a long time. And at least I got to choose him. I didn't have that option with my real family.
Well, you got the best of both worlds then, haven't you? My mum's my best friend. She totally supported me through nursing college. She knew it was all I wanted to do.
You didn't fancy being a pop star? You got the looks.
You haven't heard my voice. Strangled cats, mum says. Actually, I did want to be a vet once, but I knew I wouldn't cope when the animals died. Mr. Levy, how can I help?
I wanted to say that the ECG is not really showing anything, so perhaps we should hurry up those x-rays.
Wojtek beckons for Chantal to come closer.
Why have I got that dog that fancies you?
Mr. Levy?
Have I noticed the way he keeps looking at you?
No, silly. It's got to be like my dad's age.
Presenting atrial fibrillations, palpitations, and his stats are increasingly erratic.
How is Wojtek?
It's you I'm worried about at the moment.
Oh, enough. I'm too tired. Can't concentrate.
He said he saved his life.
He's crashing. All right, so what clever dick in ED gave him a potion that we don't know about?
I've checked.
What about a talk screen?
Charging, 100. Clear. Charge again, 100. Clear.
Adam's shocked.
He's back.
He was clocked on AAU.
Well, he is your patient. Be ashamed to lose him before the big operation.
Hanson glares at Michael. On Keller, Sandy passes Evie her empty coffee cup.
Why don't you go and find yourself a nice hotel?
Whatever for? As soon as they finish doing whatever they're doing here, I'm going to come and stay with you. So if you give me the key, I'll go there straight away.
I'm not having you going through my drawers.
I'm not interested in your knickers.
Oh, you used to read my diary, remember?
I was 10 years old, and that was only because you wouldn't tell me anything.
Well, that should have told you something.
Evie, you are my sister. Is it so strange that I want to be in your life?
Oh. She's a nightmare.
Theatre's booked for 2:30. Now, if I can get cover, can I scrub in? You said you wanted me to be more hands-on if I want to get that A.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know who the locum consultant is?
Latimer?
A.K.A. the Countess.
Oh, she freaks at a stray hair. Never mind a stray nurse.
Exactly, and I can see the sharp end of a scalpel just for asking. Because it's you, I'll see what I can do.
You're the best.
I know.
At the nurse's desk in AAU, Chantal's on the phone when Sasha approaches.
So, any news on the x-ray?
No, I'm just on the phone to them now. Honestly, you'd think I was asking them to commit a crime. You make me feel so bad for asking to fast track.
Well, maybe I should try with that help.
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, no, sorry. You can hang up and I'll maybe call from my office.
Oh, don't be silly. May as well hold while I've got them.
Well, do you mind if I talk to you about something while you hold?
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to discuss your...
Hello? Yes. That's great. I'll pop down and get it, make it quicker. You're a star. I take it back. They're amazing over there. Bless him. Backing him in.
Take a look, just as I thought.
Greg follows Hanson in.
When is my operation?
Mr. Savitsky, are you taking any medication you haven't mentioned to us?
I don't understand.
Did you take anything before the accident? Drugs, I mean, more precisely, methamphetamine.
What was that?
Speed. It's in your blood. I'd like to know how it got there, please.
I don't know.
Look, I don't think you really appreciate how serious this could have been for all of us.
The fact you've kept this from us means you could have died.
I came here to make some money to go back home. I'm not some kid doing drugs.
But you said you were extremely tired, one last job to finish.
Yes, had some coffee.
Greg looks at Hansen. Elliot meets them as they step out.
Mr. Hansen. Sorry, Sir Fraser just rang wanting to know when we're going into theatre. He's got an important meeting, apparently.
Tell him 30 minutes, please.
Wait, you're going to go through with this?
Any decent anaesthetist can cope with a dose of amphetamines.
Really? Raised BP, heart issues? This is an unstable patient with multiple issues. God knows what's going on internally, and now we just found out that he's lying about his history.
Which is why he needs a multidisciplined team.
Yeah, I've got the sales pitch.
So what's your point?
Well, if I was putting on a show for the Master of the Universe, I would choose firmer ground. If this goes chest up, it's not just the patient that's going to be flatlining. Now, the business plan for plastics is rock solid, and I am not going to stand by while you try to bolster some whim of Sahira.
Do you think for a moment I would compromise the patient's health for the sake of personal politics? See you on the ice.
Good book. Why don't we play a game? I spy.
We're not children.
No, you wouldn't play with me even then.
I'm reading.
It's a problem downstairs, isn't it?
Why do you have to know everything?
Well, for goodness sake, we're old ladies now. Most of what we've got, we're past using. In fact, most of what you've got, you never used in the first place, so why be so coy?
Oh. Evie winces.
How's Terence? Only last time you paid me an unscheduled visit was when Nigel left you for Eleanor.
Terry is in rude health.
I reckon he's gone back to his elderly mother. Otherwise, you'll be at home in Sydney annoying him.
Evie smiles to herself as Sandy sits down. Then Malik comes in.
Hey, get there early in case she gets you to scrubbing twice. She likes it to hurt. And you might want to check this out.
Malik, what did you tell her?
Just a little PR, no biggie.
Malik.
IQ off the chart, A's across the board. Basically, you're unsung genius.
Malik.
I've marked the sections, it's cool.
50 pages.
Hey, I've not worn my bulletproof vest today, so don't let me down, all right? Oh, and you might want to tone down the war paint.
Excuse me?
Don't get me wrong, you look great, you look hot. But in theatre, the Countess, she's more into the no time for mirrors chic.
Divorced?
Caught hubby with a care assistant in a cupboard.
Ugly.
Terrible business.
Can you check the drainage, bed 4? Negative suction?
On my list.
Eddie bumps into Chantal.
You all right? Oh, I'm grand. Is it all right if I nip downstairs in a bit? It was 3 for 2 on Mags this morning, and it's a special on women who marry gay men.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Thanks.
Something tells me little Miss Sunshine still has a job.
Just waiting for the right moment.
Chicken.
You can't just bowl in with this type of thing. Timing is everything.
Yeah, completely agree.
We are doing it my way, yes?
Yes. But if it's not done by the end of the day, it's you going back to Sister Williams, okay? Not me.
Yes, I know. I don't know why I'm finding it so hard. Well, I've done it before. It's just she seems very settled and very happy. And she's good.
La, I can't hear you, Sasha. Chantal, before you go downstairs, Mr. Lee would like a word, please, in the office. He's got something important he needs to discuss.
In theatre, Hansen's operating on Adam.
Suction. There is a tear in the right lobe and subcapsular hematoma.
Charge yourself, please.
We're going to need to suture this fast to prevent decompensation.
Michael's handed the suture kit. Looking up, Hansen sees Anderson observing the operation and Sunil lean in to speak to him.
This precisely illustrates the problem we're up against. A talented surgeon like Mr. Spence holding stitches for another department when he could be far more profitably employed working with me 24/7.
Anderson half looks over his shoulder at Sunil, considering. Sasha walks smartly along a corridor, followed by Chantal and Eddie. Letting them go in, Eddie then closes the door, remaining outside.
Would you like to sit down? Maybe not.
Is this about the nail varnish to spill it in the locker room?
No.
He accepts a suite.
I know I can be a bit messy, but I can sort that. I just need it pointed out every now and again.
No, Chantelle, it's not that at all. In fact, your work here has been of an incredibly high standard. And I, for one, have loved having you around.
You have?
Of course. That smile brighten up any room.
Mr. Levy, I think I know where this is going.
You do?
Sasha digs out his pager, then looks at her.
Can we do this later? Sorry.
He leaves the office and goes straight past Eddie.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Thoughtful, Eddie narrows her eyes. Seeing that Evie's nodded off, Sandy gets to her feet, then lifts her sister's plastic file from the foot of the bed. Her eyes widen as she starts to read the notes. Chrissy appears.
Oh, Andy, what are you doing?
Appendicitis. I thought it was something serious.
This is private.
Can't help yourself, can you? But what a relief. Oh, you silly sausage, why didn't you want me to know that? You don't understand.
I think it's time you went.
Went? Went where? I came here to help you. Why do you keep fighting me?
I don't want your fussing. I'm perfectly happy as I am.
I care about you, Evie. I can't just switch that off. We're sisters.
I think she just needs to be on her own for a minute. She's in the
car. Thank you. There's a lot of blood.
How much longer, people? Our patron is displaying dangerous symptoms.
Plant, please.
3 LPDs mounted, please.
That'll be the first one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got to rebuild Birmingham the time this is taking.
Look, once Mr. Hope has repaired the lungs, you can get on with your reconstruction.
Okay.
Adam's fingers twitch on his outstretched hand.
Is everything okay?
Adam's eyes flicker.
Better hurry this up. Our patient's waking up. Is this the methamphetamine?
What methamphetamine? It's not the methamphetamine. Give me the stitch. Keep him under for as long as you can.
Clamp.
Anderson looks on with growing concern. He locks eyes with Hansen. On Keller.
So, diagnostic laparoscopy to confirm acute appendicitis in elderly patient. Question 1, how many incisions?
3.
Ports in the stomach for examination tubes, otherwise known as trochars. Come on, Chris, this is page 1 stuff.
Okay, this must be logical. Just give me a second.
Have you actually read this?
All right, 1 for the camera, 1 for the tools.
Look, I don't mean to pile on the pressure, but this isn't just your neck on the line, all right? So I suggest you stop winging it.
I've got to take these test results to Mr. Piper before he goes home.
Mr. Piper?
Yes, in bed 3.
Chrissy opens the curtains onto an empty bed.
Looks like someone's been pulling your chain.
Your Mac's on anesthesia.
Right, apply positive pressure. Damn.
This is embarrassing.
Well, we have to secure the lung before we can pack the wound.
You don't have any more time.
Apply positive pressure again, please. Oh,
damn. Not again.
Again, fluids poured from a plastic jug into the chest cavity. All eyes turn to the monitor, then back to the patient.
He's good? Good, okay.
Not quite the state-of-the-art reconstruction we were hoping to demonstrate.
Tactical retreat, the patient is stabilised.
So you're going to give up in front of Sir Fraser?
Meanwhile, precious staff are wasted and standing idly by. Anybody watching this would think that Holby had money to burn. So much for teamwork. We've been bowled up where we could even play our best strokes.
Hold on. Dan.
What?
Haven't you got something to tell me?
What's Malik said?
He just pointed something out.
Don't listen to him, Chrissy. He's full of it.
Well, does that explain Mr. Piper, then?
What?
You chased me for his blood tests, even though you've been discharged. Well, I'm glad you think it's funny. It's my career on the line.
Look, I'm not laughing.
You do know that I'm in theatre with Malik this afternoon, don't you?
It must have slipped my mind. I'm sorry. Am I forgiven?
Busy.
It was just a kiss.
Sorry, I'm just a bit stressed.
Yeah, then I know it.
Hey, don't be like that.
You sure it's me you want to talk to, not Malik?
Oh, my God, are you jealous?
I've been spending a lot of time with him.
And?
Haven't gone off me, have you?
Come here.
She kisses him.
now. Does that answer your question?
Not entirely, no.
Do this.
Why not?
Because I'm working.
It won't take long.
Now there's an incentive.
You know what I mean.
I've got an hour before my op.
Then why are we even debating this?
Sunil's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, if you could email me the figures, that'd be great. Alrighty. I warned you not to trust the Swede.
It's too late to schedule another op, and I doubt that Sir Fraser's in the mood, even if we could.
Do not despair, my friend.
As Sunil strides on confidently through the door, Michael gives a questioning look. Hansen's poring over a computer screen in ITU when Anderson appears at the door. He comes in and walks over to Hansen.
How is your patient?
Stable.
After this morning's fiasco, I was expecting worse.
Mr. Barty and Mr. Spence tell me you cancel the midday elective in favour of this charade.
Simple facial reconstruction versus life-saving operation. Straightforward clinical decision. As director of surgery, it's a sort I make every day.
It was a clinical need that made you push on with complicated surgery when you knew the patient was a drug addict?
A trace of amphetamine wouldn't have led to the events we witnessed in theatre today.
So what did?
I don't know.
I don't know what game you're playing, but I don't like being toyed with. I came here today to find out why you failed to bring this hospital to FT status. Instead, you waste my time with this razzle-dazzle. Worse, you put a patient at risk.
That is not... Everything I've done today has been in the patient's interest.
Anderson looks at Adam.
I hope for your sake he makes it.
Greg watches as Anderson leaves.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. But when I heard you'd had a fall... I mean, you don't say anything much in those letters of yours. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Well, now you know, I can look after myself.
Talk to me.
Evie!
Help! Somebody, quickly! Oh, she's in terrible pain. Give her something, please.
Evie, where's the pain? I'm going to have to look, all right? Your abdomen is badly distended. Where's Sister Williams?
In a corridor, a cleaner stops and picks up Chrissy's badge.
Damn, this is really bad.
I know. It was 10 minutes.
The cleaner walks on. In ITU, Adam's eyes slowly open. As his vision clears, he sees Hansen with a clipboard at the foot of the bed, then the heavy dressing on his chest.
Stay.
No, I wouldn't. Please just lie completely still. You're stable, but you will need further surgery. In the meantime, we've covered your open chest with a vacuum-assisted closure.
Oh, what?
We wrap the wound in cling film, and then we use a pump to suck out the air to try to keep it sterile.
I thought they were going to fix me. One operation, that I wake up wrapped up like I don't know what.
Well, there was a problem. I'm afraid we couldn't keep you under anaesthetic.
To go home.
Hansen looks at him neutrally.
Am I going to die?
Hansen seems moved, despite himself.
I promise that I will do everything in my power to help you.
In the storeroom...
Aren't you supposed to be in AAU?
Yeah, theatre's not but courageous.
Mm. I don't want them to be late.
Nothing on here?
Chrissy checks her pager.
Oh, I don't believe it.
She hurries out, looking somewhat dishevelled. Surgery has already started in theatre, and the Countess is operating on Evie. Malik watches the monitor and waits with frustration. Chrissy hurriedly scrubs up outside the room. She dries her arms with paper towels and wipes the lipstick from her mouth, then goes into the prep room. She's helped on with her scrubs, but struggles to get her gloves on quickly. Chrissy bursts into theatre, and Malik looks up at her. He shakes his head decisively and disapprovingly. She slumps and goes back out again, angrily tearing off the gloves. A porter takes a small rucksack onto ITU.
That is bag.
Greg looks through it, next to Hansen.
We take it Sahira's seed fell on stony ground? Shame if it did, because I, for one, would love to keep working here.
And I suggest you focus on saving this patient.
You think that'll make a difference? I mean, in the grand scheme of things?
We're in the business of saving lives. It'd be nice if we could demonstrate that.
No clues in Adam's history as to what might have caused him to wake up?
We'll be there.
He pulls out a small bag of white powder.
Still don't think it was the speed?
Now, would you like to explain this? Right, let me put this as clearly as I can. Without further surgery, you will die, but you will not be going back under anaesthetic until we find out why you woke up during your operation.
You're the doctor, you tell me.
How much of this stuff have you been taking?
You left this in the ambulance.
It's not mine.
Addressed to you.
It's not my bag. It's Wartex.
They look baffled. On AAU...
I'm still worried about Wojtek. He's not right.
So am I. But there's nothing confirmed in his x-ray.
Word with your patient, please. Mr. Novak, there's no time for niceties, I'm afraid. I have your close friend and colleague, Adam, upstairs, dying on one of my wards, and I'd like to know why you gave him amphetamines.
I don't understand.
Your bag, your drugs.
His blood. Do you want your friend to die?
I just put it in his coffee.
Without him knowing? So Adam wasn't lying.
He's complaining. He's tired.
So you spiked his drink? Some friend?
No, I do it for him because I care. We must work.
How long have you been doing this?
I don't know, a few months. Since he started slowing down. Talking about going home to support.
So you were looking out for number one?
He was always hungry. Always off in a dream, yawning. Sore neck. He gets caught. He loses his job. And I thought if I could, like you say, perk him up, get him through this bad patch.
So you gave him speed?
Just people do this all the time. So what harm can it do?
I think we've heard enough. Thank you.
They leave him.
Right, Mr. Novak. I'll take you into theatre and fix this leg. Don't worry. You're in good hands.
How could he do that?
Eddie comes to stand next to Sasha.
So how's a certain agency nurse taking the news, then?
OK, all right, I admit defeat. You do it.
No way. But will you just get on with it, Sasha?
Three nurses laugh amongst themselves in the corridor as they pass Chrissy, who's flopped down in a chair, looking fed up and exhausted. Sandy joins her.
Well, I've had some sneaky assignations in my time, but not when I've been responsible for a ward full of sick people. So where is my sister now? Or have you been too busy groping doctors to keep tabs?
The cleaner gives her badge back.
Thank you. She's having her appendix out. Well, she should have been finished by now.
There's nothing to worry about.
But I do worry. Oh, look, I know that I annoy her and that she likes to keep herself to herself. But she's the only person in this world that I've ever really cared about. Oh, there I go, talking rubbish again. I should go back to Oz. Out of sight, out of mind.
I'm sure that's not what she really wants.
So you would tell me if there was anything wrong?
There's nothing wrong. It's an exploratory procedure.
It's a bit complicated because the lesion's from a cesarean.
Cesarean?
Adam's looking thoughtfully at the postcard Greg found in Wojciech's rucksack. He turns it over and over in his hands as Hansen and Greg return to his bedside.
I'd like to examine your neck, if I may.
Is this the only part that's actually not in agony?
Please.
Looks nice. Sopot. Paris by sea. Had a girlfriend in Genya.
Kazuya.
Yeah, we said if we ever got enough money to buy a place in Sopot, we would. I came to England with Bocek. She married someone else. It says marriage broke down. I'll go home.
You said before the accident you were feeling very tired.
It's hard to be enthusiastic about anything.
Any tremors in your hands?
Sometimes, only when I'm hungry.
Could be the speed, judging by the symptoms. I'd like to order a portable neck scan. Today would be good.
Greg heads out.
Life. Always the race.
Evie's taken to the recovery room, where Chrissy's waiting.
We had quite a party in theatre. Midline laparotomy and frozen section. You really should have been there.
I was on a break.
No, no, no. I put my neck on the line for you. To the Countess.
How was I supposed to know you were going to rush Evie in? Sandy, Evie's not well enough.
Didn't you tell me you'd had a baby?
This just gets better and better.
How could you not tell me something like that? It was years ago. But I would have come back. I would have supported you. Anything.
I didn't want to talk about it then. And I don't want to talk about it now.
Oh, those years I could have been an auntie.
When are you getting into your silly little head? It's not about you. It was never about you.
Right, I'll be on my way then. You know, I used to admire you. I thought you were untouchable. But I know better now. You're a coward. You don't say anything to anybody because you don't want anyone to know that you've got feelings. Still nothing to say. No. Well, I'll send you a postcard. Wouldn't want to lose touch.
Sandy walks out with her suitcase. Malik looks at Chrissy accusingly, and she turns away, shame-faced. Evie has blood on her fingertips.
Oh!
Leg's all fixed, circulation's good. Still worried about his BP, though.
It's all right, we'll keep an eye.
I know he's just been through surgery, but his temperature's up and doesn't look good. Some kind of internal infection?
Could it be esophageal perforation? Fits the symptoms, chest trauma, nausea, problems breathing. I never thought we could feel bubbles under the skin.
Well, it's a possibility, yeah. But we've done a repeat scan and an X-ray, and I can't see anything.
Sorry, did I say too much?
Listen, Chantal, about that, we never did finish that chat.
I'm really excited about the opportunity.
What I meant to say was, unfortunately, this is your last shift.
What?
I'm sorry, but we no longer have the resources for an agency nurse.
Wojciech.
Wojciech, can you hear me? Wojciech.
Looks like septic shock. Get a crash team.
Chantal? Wojciech up to Darwin Theatre, please.
Hyperthyroidism causes the gland in your neck to enlarge.
The old neck tell.
The problems we had in theatre were the result of what we call a thyroid storm. Your condition also explains the shaking hands and the fatigue you were experiencing.
So it has nothing to do with the drugs Wojciech gave me?
It would have masked your symptoms, which is possibly why you hadn't been diagnosed before.
Mr. Savitsky?
Another thyroid storm?
He's not pinking.
BP's on the floor.
Must be bleeding internally.
From where? We've stitched everything.
Right, theatre, fast as we can. We've got him this far, let's not lose him now.
A couple of your stitches have come out. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you.
Sandy doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, maybe she was hurt.
She's hurt? That's rich. She doesn't have to take it so personally. I've never told anyone. There's nothing special about her.
These secrets always come out in the end. Evie, you know that it wasn't appendicitis, don't you? We had to remove a large mass from your abdomen.
You think it's serious, don't you?
The surgeon did a frozen section. It's been sent to the lab for tests, and depending on the results, you may need some help and support.
I'm not like my little sister. Never needed anyone. If you keep things inside, they stay small. They don't get blown up, don't get raked over. And Sandy always had enough dramas with the two of us. So, no. I'm content as I am.
That's the trouble with books. They're no good for hugs. Sandy's downstairs waiting for her taxi. I could always make sure it didn't turn up. She doesn't need to know why.
Evie smiles, holding the koala teddy bear that Sandy brought her. Chantal's standing tearfully in Sasha's office when he walks in.
Wojtek's come round. Ella's taken him up to Darwin Theatre for surgery.
You were right. He had a hole in his esophagus. Even though I couldn't see it. I meant what I said. Chantal, you've got great instincts. I'm gutted to lose you.
Look, I've had it up to here with being sweet-talked. First Wojtek, now you. Why couldn't you just be honest with me?
You're right. I'm sorry.
I work hard and I think I'm pretty good at what I do. Why don't people take me seriously?
Look, I absolutely do take you seriously. And your leaving here is in no way a reflection of how hard you work. I wish all agency staff were as brilliant as you. It's rare. And I know wherever you go, you'll fit in fantastically.
I know. And I know I need to get used to moving around. That's what agency nurses do, I suppose. Hi, Mom. No. It's all gone wrong.
Where are you taking me?
Everyone is prepped for another patient and ready to roll, or we can wait till Theatre 2 is scrubbed.
OK, we're taking your slot, Miss Naylor. You'll have to wait for Theatre 2.
Why does that never work when I say anything?
I don't.
Why did you stop me from going to Kasia? He can go before me.
No.
I don't want anything from him anymore.
Bracia.
Bracia. Bracia, don't lie and cheat each other. Brothers trust each other to do the good thing. You're not my friend anymore.
Pressure's still dropping.
Please help him.
Right, get him through.
Adam's wheeled into theatre by a team of staff, and the doors close behind them. He lies with his eyes closed on the operating table. Wojtek.
I knew he wanted to go home. But we've got this life together. We've always done things together. Since we were kids. A job. I just can't imagine working with no one else. Do you understand?
To Eddie and Jack.
We are working together. No words. Nothing. Like two hands on the same man.
The surgeons work on Adam.
Cogs working, turning the same machine.
Maybe Sir Fraser isn't here to witness this. He'd know what multi-trauma surgery is all about.
Nothing like it.
Perfect.
Eddie puts the oxygen mask over Wojtek's mouth. Hansen pulls a small fragment out of Adam's abdomen and examines it.
A little shard of the tibia. It's been covering the tamponade.
Wojtek's.
Little daggers in the bloodstream, cutting his veins to ribbons.
Wojtek's literally killing him from within.
While Adam's eyes remain closed, Wojtek stares up at the ceiling. Eddie catches up with Sasha on AAU.
Oi, where have you been?
Trying to apologise to Chantel.
Maybe you should ask Sir Williams to do that.
Blimey, I've got an idea. OK, wait here. Don't use them all at once.
She's holding a stack of disposable bedpans. Anderson sitting in Hansen's office looking at more figures. He answers the phone.
Mr. Hansen's phone. I'll tell him you called. That was a Ms. Shah.
This be the same Ms. Shah you worked with in London, Colchester and Southampton?
Yes, it would. And her proposal on a new cardiac trauma project is something I'd like to discuss with you, if I may.
Well, it's clear what you've been trying to do today, if it wasn't blindingly obvious before.
Well, real-life trauma rarely confines itself to neat departments as defined by the SHA, you know.
You've illustrated the point, in a way.
Well, I'm very glad we're beginning to see things eye to eye.
I'm not so sure.
A multidisciplined team saved a man's life today.
At what cost? These are figures Mr. Barty put together for me.
They show what it'll cost when they eventually get to do the reconstruction on your patient, as opposed to what we can charge for the op. The profit margin is clear.
Compare that with CT costs today. Wasted theatre time, all the delays.
Yes, but they're justifiable. The man had hyperthyroidism.
Unfortunately, whatever that is, it doesn't change the figures. The world has changed. Corporate Britain. Business rules. We believe in the NHS because we want a healthy workforce, but beyond a certain pay scale, it becomes uneconomic. I understand if you have certain loyalty.
No, it is not.
I'm not a medic. I don't get the same esoteric high as you share with your colleagues. All that interests me is the bottom line. And if you want to stay in charge here, that's all that should concern you.
Sasha's on the phone.
No, I'll tell her. OK, all right. Bye. Chantel?
I'm sorry about earlier. I just got upset
and... No, listen. I hope you don't mind, but I've just been talking to Sister Williams, and she's been looking at her budget on Keller. And if you'll forgive us for mucking you around, we found you a job.
Oh, my God, this isn't a trick, is it?
No. You can start tomorrow as an agency nurse and then apply for a permanent post if she can clear it. That is, unless, of course, you had your heart set on watching Holmes Under the Hammer.
That was just a thank you hug.
Obviously.
Mum? You'll never guess what!
Sasha walks past Eddie.
Some days you've just got to step up.
She smiles. Chrissy's leaving.
Sister Williams!
Yes, Malik.
Evie's results. It was cancer. Thanks to your spot, we got in early, and with the right treatment, she stands a very good chance. Look, whatever you've been juggling today, you saved her life.
Thanks.
Blueberries and prawns.
What?
Feeds the brain when revising. Works for me.
Chrissy turns with a smile and gets into the waiting lift. Everyone gathers at the nurse's station on Darwin.
I feel things are moving our way.
I wouldn't be too confident.
How'd it go?
Grade A ammunition, still in its greaseproof wrapper.
As I'm sure you're all aware, Sir Fraser Anderson and I have been discussing the future of Darwin Ward today. Well, I have to tell you that no final decisions have been made yet. It's popular to say in these belt-tightening times that we're all in this together. It's not a sentiment I strictly adhere to.
The
at the results, and it is cancer. But, Evie, we got in early.
Sandy's with her and comforts her.
Sometimes new partnerships have to be forged.
Adam's awake after surgery.
Sometimes there has to be a parting of the ways.
He's lying on his bed, reading the postcard from Kasia. Wojtek's also awake, in the high dependency unit.
We must choose our battles very carefully and accept what we cannot change. Which is why I'm asking you to prepare for the likely amalgamation of cardiothoracics with St. James's. For the time being, we will take only elective patients onto Darwin. All other patients must be referred to St. James's, please.
Michael smiles.
I don't think I need to tell you where the future of Darwin might lie.
Hansen nods and walks away, followed by Anderson. Zahira looks upset and disappointed. Back in his office, Hansen takes off his glasses and lays them on the desk next to a report entitled Cardiac Trauma at Holby. Sitting upright in his chair, he wearily closes his eyes.